Today, Square One and Mercedes of Springfield gather toys for the holidays. The state's new at-home testing program rolls out. There's a cream cheese shortage, a minimum wage raise at Hobby Lobby, it's time to watch Charlie Brown Christmas, and a warning from Coca-Cola.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
Well, glad you settled in for our program today. It is December 16. It is Thursday morning. Holiday shopping, cooking, travel-related activities, all right now in high gear. The weather, so far, cooperating. More unseasonable warmth today. Morning clouds to afternoon sunshine. Cloudy and breezy, if you can believe this. A high of 56 to 60 degrees. Now, for tonight overnight, partly to mostly cloudy and breezy, a low of 40 to 46. Mercedes-Benz of Springfield is revving up the holiday spirit. The dealership currently hosting a toy drive to benefit Square One's children and families. Every child deserves to experience the magic of the holiday season. Those are the words of Michelle Worth, who's been a frequent guest on our show here, who is the owner of Mercedes-Benz of Springfield. And we're happy to play a small part in making that holiday wish a reality. Toys may be dropped off anytime during normal business hours through Sunday, December 19. Thank you very much, Michelle. The dealership, if you haven't been there, by the way, it's a very, very lovely place, is located at 295 Burnett Road in Chicopee. A rollout now of the state's new at-home testing program has begun with tens of thousands of rapid tests already arriving in Western Mass. Dozens of Western Mass communities are set to receive rapid kits that can produce COVID-19 test results from home in about 15 minutes. The administration is also working with manufacturers on a bulk cheap purchasing deal that would allow all municipalities to purchase tests at a fixed price. Governor Baker expecting the purchase program to be up and running by January. Is the cream cheese shortage ruining your Christmas dessert plans? There is one, you know. And Kraft Philadelphia Cream Cheese wants to help you with a replacement. Acknowledging the supply chain disruption of the key cheesecake ingredient, the Kraft Heinz brand announced on Wednesday that it will reimburse 18,000 consumers $20 for a holiday dessert through its Philadelphia Spread the Feeling offer. Now, you can sign up online for a chance to win the $20 digital reward starting at noon on Friday of this week. And there will be, 10,000 reservations Friday and 8,000 additional spots available starting at noon on Saturday. Now, those who get one of the limited spots will have to submit a store or restaurant receipt dated between December 17 and Christmas Eve with a dessert or dessert ingredient identified to qualify. Did you ever think that the supply chain issue would hit your cream cheese? Got enough problems with gas. Hobby Lobby Stores Incorporated have announced that it is raising its minimum full-time hourly wage to $18.50 an hour effective January 1, 2022. Now in 2009, Hobby Lobby was one of the first retailers to establish a nationwide minimum hourly wage well above the federal minimum wage and has since raised its minimum wage 12 times over the last 13 years. In 2014, Hobby Lobby raised its full-time minimum hourly wage to $15, well before it became a trend with other retailers. Now, in addition to providing industry-leading pay, Hobby Lobby also provides great benefits to eligible employees, including an outstanding medical, prescription, and dental plan, 401k, generous company match, flexible spending plan, long-term disability benefits, life insurance, vacation pay, personal paid time off, benefits with additional buyback, holiday pay, chaplain services, and an employee discount. Are you right along with me retracing your life to see why you didn't go to work for Hobby Lobby 20, 30 years ago? Are you waiting for a viewing of A Charlie Brown Christmas with the Family? Now, this animation is an institution at the holidays, but, well, not like the old days, you know, when you clicked on your local network affiliate and, you know, you went to channel whatever. Well, those simple days are gone. The plethora of 21st century viewing and streaming platforms has seen to that. If you'll allow me, this is the week for Snoop, Charlie Brown, and the entire Peanuts gang to make their way through Christmas. A Charlie Brown Christmas will air on cable and available on streaming services December 19, 7:30 p.m. on PBS. Or you can watch it at any time on Apple TV with a subscription. Now, all of the Charlie Brown classics are available on the streaming service for $4.99 a month after a free 7-day trial. And it was and is a sweet holiday treat, very much ahead of its time, in which Charlie Brown tries to find a deeper meaning of Christmas after finding himself disappointed by holiday commercialism. According to IMDb, released in 1965, A Charlie Brown Christmas runs 25 minutes and is rated TVG. If you've never seen it, first of all, that's kind of hard to believe, but if you haven't, treat yourself to it and pay attention to this fabulous, almost a very touching soliloquy that Linus has toward the end of the half hour. Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola, things go better with Coca-Cola, things go better with Coke. Life is much more fun when you're refreshed. And Coke refreshes you best. It's the refreshingest. Well, things go better with Coca-Cola, but not necessarily in Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola Company is recalling certain Minute Maid products because of the potential of foreign objects, specifically metal bolts or washers. Yes, I'll have my ice-cold refreshing Coke, please, without a metal bolt in it. The recalled products were distributed in Pennsylvania, Connecticut, New York, North Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, Maine, and New Jersey. This comes from the Food and Drug Administration. There is concern that consumers may still have products in their homes because of their long shelf life, which it does extend into 2022. And Mayor Sarno and Police Commissioner Cheryl Claprud joined with Hamden County Sheriff Nick Cochi and retired State Police Colonel Kerry Gilpin as Big Y President Charlie DeMoor and the Big Y team graciously donate over 100 turkeys for those families in need for Christmas. The turkeys will be given out to families in need Wednesday, December 22. So there you have it, a cream cheese shortage, metal in your Coca-Cola, a Charlie Brown Christmas, a raise for the minimum wage at Hobby Lobby, and all sorts of wonderful things happening this holiday season. Thank you for being with us on our program today. I am off to the Majestic Theater in West Springfield for the performances that continue on through the 22nd of the fabulous show, Home for the Holidays. So many are coming to see this performance. If you haven't gone yet, you may still be able to get tickets. I would call the box office at the Majestic Theater in West Springfield. Be well, be safe. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.